Moromoro when Jesus when he was when Judas sold Jesus to mm-hmm. the Romans, mm-hmm. and what Peter did, he pulled out this machete, which is what they call kalis. He chopped off Longinus' ears. You know, bam! He said, "Hey, stop, Longinus! You know, put your weapons, put your kalis on your scabbard. Let them do their job. They're just a soldier. They want to take me. Let them take me." That's what Jesus said. And that was his part. It's in the Bible. Kalis is in the Bible. But I don't Bible though. Not me. Okay? Don't look for it for English Bible, fam.
Speaking about books, do you have any other plans for another one?
Yes. I have 7 book lineup, but I have one now, the Harimau Buno. I have Moromoro coming up next. I have the Cinco Terros, Siete Colores, Doce Pares. Okay? And I have the Sikat Tukan. Hilo, it's gonna be the big one.
Okay, great.
You know, and
do you have a projected time frame? That's a lot of books.
There's a lot of books. You know, it's so hard to do it. But Moromoro is the first one gonna come out probably on the end of this year, hopefully. Okay, because it's already that the lineup. It's only I'm sharing to the book. It's 1 to 10 of the dance, but 1 to 10 with application of double stick, long sword, sibat and shield, you know. Wow. And the things in there, so they have piece of everything. And also I'm talking about the pamamaltasia, which is the shadow stick fighting or the shadow weapon dance, you know, is there, but it's not gonna see in the book because it's a printed rather than video that is moving. They just have to figure out them.
Well, they can always use their imagination, or they can always come to your house in Florida, right?
That's right. You know, I want also to share with you that back on the days, I just want to clear up the whole thing. Is I want to see the relationship of my arch, which is the Garemut comprised arch, to Visayan arch. Why? Because there's a chance. There's a big chance. Okay, this is the big chance. I don't want to say small. There's a big chance that my great grandfather, okay, has a fair chance of spreading the art of Arnis in Bisaya too. Okay, because during the Katipuan time, my great grandfather, which is named after the Bisayan island, they call him Lino Bisaya Bayet, after he came back in Laguna. Live in Cebu, right in Balintawak. Street of Balintawak, Cebu. And at that time, all the Bait is still there, which is spelling B-A-I-T. Right now, somebody's helping me to find out where those my family came went after that. But we found 2 Bait that came from Bisaya that in San Pablo, Laguna now. And they're talking to me about it, that they want to talk to me about the history of Bayan.
Trying to trace the lineage.
But I'm not trying to hit it. It's not firm. But again, you start my history, and my great grandfather named Lino, or it says Pilino Bisaya Bayan. That's his nickname after he came back from Bisaya. In 1898, after the American bought us from the American, from the Spanish, they sent all of those people that's not belong to their area to count the head of each town or each barrio or each province, so the American have count of how many they have to pay. That's why my great grandfather was sent back to Luzon.
Oh.
Because he's not part of Bisayan.
After the a census.
Yes. And he came back and lived back to Paete again back in 1898. But he was killed and hang to death, put it this way, by American in 1907, together with Macario Sakay in Port Bonifacio. Port Bonifacio, because my grandfather, remember, my whole family is all rebels. From my first generation to my dad, it stopped to me because I'm not a rebel. Probably if I don't left, probably I'm a rebel right now. But again, I don't want to talk about it because is part of is not part of this Filipino martial art. I'm just talking about it because in the history of Baet, we are all rebels, okay? And I have a rebels on my own way here now because I'm a rebel. I'm a rebellious. Every time I see that they're stepping on the Filipino martial art, I step forward. If somebody challenges Filipino martial art, it doesn't matter if they challenge my art or somebody, I step forward. And Guru Nate is witness on that. That everybody tried to step on the Filipino martial art on any forum, I step forward. I said, I'll take you. I take the challenge. If anybody don't want to take it, I'll take it. Because I am proud to be Filipino and Filipino martial artist. And if nobody want to step forward, I will step forward to those people that are challenging Filipino martial art. Because I know Filipino martial art can do a lot damage. And I'm small, it's fine. Because usually in the Philippines, when you say when you're small, that's the one that get to your eyes and you go, oh God, you know, nakakapuwing. You know, that's what hurt the most, the small. One thing also that I want to end it, mm-hmm. is those bribing. Bribing student that come to me, I'll make you instructor. Mm-hmm. Train them first before making an instructor, please. Okay? Because we have to stop this nonsense. We have to study one time. There's so many Filipino martial arts out there right now. The reason why I want to unify so we can really evaluate their arts. We can re-evaluate their really, really, you know, to the max of, you know, because it's so amazing that the Filipino martial art is so big. Why? Because they water it down the way it's so big. You know, I'm proud to have a ton of it. I'm proud about to have a million, maybe 20,000, 30,000 Filipino martial artists right now. But I want to make sure that they really train them to be Filipino martial artists instead of Filipino McDojo, like I said, people. You know, they come seminar with me, one seminar, two seminar, you're a fifth degree black belt. Remember, you got the certificate from me. Okay? I want to stop that. Because I see people swing a stick, no coordination whatsoever. Okay? They're doing Sinawali like, what happened with that? Sinawali is not like that. It has to be full blown, bang, 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 because that's what it's supposed to be. No, it hurt. It hurt my shoulder when it swing it hard. Don't practice Sinawali then. And don't teach it, please. Because it embarrasses me. Okay?
Okay.
It embarrassed me when I see something like that, that they call themselves Filipino martial artists and can even break a hair. Come on. You put a stick right there, the smallest stick you have, you go tick, 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 tick. It's supposed to be pa, pa, pa. Supposed to be hard. Because that's Filipino martial art. And if anybody has a problem, what I'm talking right now, I'll show it to you. And I point it out. I don't want a name system. Please. I don't want a name system. All I want is please. If you don't have it, please don't claim yourself as an instructor. Because it's a disgrace to those people that really love the arts. Okay? Because it's embarrassing. We are all love the arts, but to the extent of we need to stop claiming that we are a grandmaster if we don't have the title. I don't even claim that I'm a grandmaster. Because I don't know what is the level of grandmaster. Grandmaster is probably the most highest title you can ever afford. You know, things. I don't know if I will able to afford that or able to attain. So those people that calling me grandmaster, I always stop them. Please don't. Just call me Gat Puno. Gat Puno is just chief thane or head of the tribes. Because I have a tribes. I'm not a grandmaster. I mainly tell my student, please remove those quote Gat Puno grandmaster. Remove those because I don't want those. If you see a name Gat Puno Baet and there's a quote right grandmaster, it's not me the one who put there because I don't want to be called grandmaster. Because the grandmaster only is the one up there.
Will guru work fine?
Yes, guru is fine because it's a traditional Indian word means teacher. Okay? You can call me sensei because I'm a Javi. Arigato gozaimasu. or you can say it's fine, you know, you can call me that. Maestro is the common name because we are part Spanish. In Paete, everybody call me Maestro. Okay? Just don't make it English because my name is Baet and you call me Master Bait, no good.
Thank you. Do you have any closing thoughts you just want to share with the FMA Pulse community?
Yes, please. All FMA community, strike hard. Okay, don't control, but control your temper. Because what it means is like, strike hard is just train harder. You know, learn your temper to the point that you can control them. Because that's represent Filipino. When you call Filipino, it's represent humility. It represent the whole culture of hospitality. Okay, we are a very hospitable people. And if you want to be a Filipino martial artist, or if you want to be a Filipino representative, you have to play like one of us. Hospitable people and peace-loving culture. This is what it is. Filipino martial art is the whole culture of all Filipino. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hopefully, we'll not get in trouble.
We'll find out.